first international congress of embassies and ambassadors of the Moors and Christians festival. Ontinyent held the first international congress of embassies and ambassadors of the Moors and Christians festival from the 15th to the 18th of July 2010. This congress had the honorary presidency of the Princes of Asturias. Nothing similar had ever occurred before. It was the first time that a town has been the headquarters of everyone connected to the Moors and Christians embassies. There were more than 300 towns represented from 12 countries who took part in different areas of interest, namely representations, conferences, communications, videos, photography, weapons, and costumes. The countries that participated included Brazil, Croatia, El Salvador, Spain, Guatemala, Italy, Mexico, Nicaragua, Peru, Portugal, the Dominican Republic, and Venezuela. The Congress was able to rescue old embassies such as O'Neill's, dating back to 1748. This embassy was performed in Ontinyent's castle, where the Ambaixada de los Tomates, or the Tomato Embassy, was performed for the first time outside its natural emplacement. The same happened with El Auto de Floripes from Neves in Portugal and La Danza de los Doce Pares de Francia, or the French Dance of the Dozen Pairs from Mexical Cinco in Mexico. Almansa showed us its children's embassy, and Vienna also shared its conversion of the child Moor. Paga and Villa Seca performed El Rescat de las 100 Doncellas, or the Rescue of the 100 Maidens. Even before its premiere in Villa Seca, the town where the legend was born. The town of Kentar in Granada performed for us its ancient performance of Moors and Christians, or Función de Moros y Cristianos. From Zaragoza, the Dance of the Tanneries, or Tenerías, arrived, and Caudete showed us a fragment from its episodes, or Episodios Caudetanos, based on a poetic comedy already performed in the 17th century. Santa Cruz de Itabaiana performed its sung embassy, whilst the Christian Embassy of Ontinyent closed the performance section. We had the opportunity to discover the different variations of the Moors and Christians festival around the world by means of the presentations and talks given by the speakers during the work sessions. Specifically, these presentations concerned the festivals in Aldea Lodebrán in Guatemala, Lima and Huamatanga in Peru, Tlapan in Mexico DF, Zacatecas, Mexica Tlingo and Tenancingo in Mexico, Santo Antonio de Patrulla, São José de Belmonte and Itabaiana in Brazil, Sobrado and Neves in Portugal, Kurkula in Croatia, Chile in Italy, and Bocairent, Kentar, Paga, Zaragoza and Soller in Spain. In just a short period of time, the Congress celebrated in 2011 proved the source for future meetings of Moors and Christians fiestas in the Andean countries in Huamatanga in Peru and Neves in Portugal which held a meeting or Encontro de Teatro Popular do Eixo Atlántico in July in Portugal and Galicia. We were also given news in the Congress about the sterling work done to recover the festivals of various towns where the celebration had almost been lost. Apart from this, and thanks to the Congress, a variety of researchers of the Moors and Christians Festival from around the world were able to meet each other, thereby allowing them to initiate a fruitful collaboration by means of the exchange of research material and the joint publication of books. We can therefore affirm that this first Congress provided an important watershed moment for both the Moors and Christians Festival and for Ontinyent.